This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to PTBN's NBA Team Podcast. We are kind of tuning into your station or cutting into the feed with some little mini episodes here and there. I'm one of your co-hosts, Andrew Reach. I'm joined by Adam Murray. Adam, do you like to pop in every now and then? Like, are you more of an intermittent person or a continuous type of person?
It's time for Andrew Reach, NBA historian. Extendium, yes. Compendium, companion piece to the regular episode. I keep saying I want to put like British music under it and find, you know,
like Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah, like, and then the problem is with all the AI vocal programs are all not free. So I'll be like, oh, it'll be funny to have like Lord Alfred Hayes do the intro and it's Andrew Reach, NBA historian, and just have like the Lord Steven Regal music underneath it. But yeah, it never came to fruition.
So yeah, and then at the end I closed the book like that.
So this week we are going to, because I try to take things from that are going on currently. And so right now we are having the I feel old moment when you have people you knew and love, NBA people whose kids are now big, high-profile people, because you have Carlos Boozer's son, who I believe is a number one high school currently.
What's the kid's first name, the Carlos's son? But he's going to be one of the top ones probably in the – so I think he's going to be available for the 2026 draft. I remember there was – actually, this was not too long ago in the news that they cleared the way for him to be in the 2026 draft to be number one because Cooper Flagg is reclassifying, so he'll be available for the 2025 draft, and everybody thinks he's going to go number one.
Cameron
– Boozer.
Number one overall recruit in the 2025 class, Cameron.
So yeah, he's going to be like one of the top.
He'll be the number one pick in the 2026 draft. Cameron Flagg will be the number one. Cooper Flagg, number one pick in the 2025 draft.
So he just reclassified, right?
All these trading draft picks 4 years ago will become interesting then. But then we have also DeJuan Wagner Jr.,
DJ.
top recruit in Kentucky. You have the well-known Bronny James, LeBron James. I want to play with him. So I figured let's rank father-son duos this week.
Okay.
We have honorable mentions. So just let me, we could add these to the list, but okay. I don't think they're going to make the top six, but
sure.
If any of these sort of just ring a bell for you or, you know, holler out. So we got the Bibbies, Henry and Mike.
Yeah, Henry. Henry played, I believe, with the Portland Trailblazers when they won the title. Bibby had that one. He had an awesome stretch with the Kings, but yeah, I would not put him.
We
like,
got
way
the
high.
Brunsons, Rick and Jalen.
I mean, Jalen's good. Rick was just okay. You know,
yeah, I mean, Jalen's good, but
Rick
you know.
Was a really good college player at Temple. But he, you know, in the NBA, he was just there. You know,
Dunleavy's, Mike and Mike.
You know what? I think they might make it, to be honest.
Okay, so we'll put a little pin in
there. We'll put a little pin on that one. I mean, Mike Sr. was a good player.
We got the Garlands, Winston and Darius.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember Winston Garland that well. Did he play at Kentucky? I really want to say Winston Garland played at Kentucky when in college in the 80s. Darius played 1 year at Vanderbilt, got hurt, and never played again. And then he went to the NBA with the Cavs.
No, Winston Garland, Missouri State, second-round pick.
Totally missed that.
Nothing. His career wasn't great. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 4. But it was he did play for a good dozen, 13, 14 years. Hardaway's, Tim and Tim.
Yeah, Tim and Tim Jr. That's a solid one too. I can throw you one.
Yeah.
Harvey Grant, and then his two sons,
Jeremy. That's gonna be in the top list. These are ones who don't make the tops.
Okay. What about uncles? What about famous uncles?
No, we're not going to get into uncles and extended families because that would be.
Remember that story that Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter found out they were cousins?
Yep.
Best accidental cousins. Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady at number one.
So we got the Geralds. Gerald Henderson and Gerald Henderson.
Yep.
The Henderson.
Being Boston up there, I'm sure you know who Gerald Henderson Sr. is. I'm sure you see his clips a lot.
The Jacksons, Jaren and Jaren.
Yes, Jaren and Jaren Sr. and Jaren Jr. Jaren Jr. is a little bit better. A little bit better.
The Nances, Larry and Larry.
Larry and Larry's Larry the Jr. Is Larry Jr. still in the NBA? We'll see.
Larry Nance Jr. is on the Pelicans. Is he not? What? Okay. The Saboniss are Vetus and DeMontis.
God, it depends on which Arvidas you get. If it's the NBA Arvidas, he was good, but not, he was much.
He was okay. We can argue about that in a second. And then last, the Waltons, Bill and Luke.
Yeah, Bill. I mean,
so
you know, Luke did play for a minute in the NBA. If I had to guess, he played about 8 years.
So do you want you think the Saboniss or the Dunleavy's would be the one?
The Saboni. I'll take the Saboni in that case for sure. Yes.
The Saboni. The thing about Arvidas, he was already old when he made it to the NBA and he still was there for, you know, 7-8 years in Portland and 12.7 boards after destroying in Europe. So,
he was kind of like Jokic before Jokic. He was like an incredible passer, very efficient, had good footwork, but he didn't have to move around too much. But he just, you know, because of the whole thing with the Soviet Union, you know, USSR, just he couldn't compete in the NBA until, you know, much later when the USSR fell apart.
Okay, so we are going to start then. You have the Saboniss that can really upset any of these picks. So I got
By the way, I was today years old when I found out that Dale Davis's son is Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah.
Did not know that. That surprised me just now.
Okay, so we're going to start with a polarizing one.
Okay.
And you could put him on the list or you could have the Saboniss replace him.
Okay.
We're going to start with the Bryants, Joe and Kobe.
Joe Jellybean Bryant, who was, I mean, first of all, when Kobe Bryant was drafted, they said his dad played in the NBA. Oh, he must have been a legend. They said I'm like, who's that? I hate to say that, but Joe Bryant was just a player. Like, he was around. I don't have
8 years, in front of 9 points, 4 rebounds.
Okay. I think he played for Philly a lot.
Yeah. Kobe, you know, obviously top 1 to 2 player of all time. So, would you put him in the greatest father sons duo?
I mean, you would have to automatically, or how many? So we have five.
We got six, and the Saboniss. So the Saboniss can knock somebody off.
I would put the Saboniss below Joe and Kobe because Kobe's career is still far better than probably Arvidas and DeMontis.
That's just where this is.
To be honest, I know that sounds wild, but like Arvidas. NBA, DeMontis so far, NBA. Great career, by the way, for DeMontis so far. Still, Kobe's is better than those two combined, to be honest.
Okay.
And then Joe gets it right over the hump, right?
So now we get into the nitty-gritty of the top five, I would think.
Yeah.
We will start with a strength by numbers. We'll be the Grants.
Okay. So strength by numbers because you have three of them.
Horace is the uncle. Harvey is the one we are looking at. Harvey had an 11-year career, 10 points, 4 rebounds.
I remember he played for the Bullets. You know,
Horace was the one who had the long 17-year career.
Mm-hmm.
So Harvey gives us Jerian and Jeremy.
Yes. Jerian didn't really do much in the NBA. I remember
5-year career.
He played at Notre Dame in college.
He was a guard.
Jeremy played at Syracuse, and he's wound up becoming a solid NBA player, just signed a really big contract to stay with the Portland Trailblazers. I would still put Joe and Kobe above that. And I would put DeMontis and Arvidas above that. I know the numbers game kind of has their advantage because there's three instead of two. But all three combined, I still would prefer having DeMontis and Arvidas a bonus.
Okay.
Let me ask you one that I know you're not going to say. What about Patrick Ewing, Patrick Ewing Jr.?
What did Patrick Ewing Jr. do?
I think he played for a cup of coffee with the Hornets. And the Rockets when Patrick was coaching there.
Yeah, no.
But it's Patrick Ewing. Well, let me ask you this one. What if one of Michael's kids made the NBA?
But they didn't. None of them did.
But what if they did?
So then what about Scottie Pippen Jr.?
You want to hear a really stupid one? When I first started watching basketball, I thought Eric Barkley was Charles Barkley's son. Do you remember Eric Barkley?
Yes, I remember him. All right, we will move on to the Riverses.
Okay,
Doc and Austin.
Doc and Austin. No Jeremiah. I guess he didn't make it.
Doc, 13-year career, 11 points, 6 assists almost.
Yeah, really Austin, good defensive player.
In his 11th year.
Yeah, he's still around.
He had that disappointing, he was number one high school kid.
He was picked way too high, right? He was ranked too high, and then he was picked in the lottery too high.
10th pick and sort of never lived up to expectations, but he's in his 11th year
yes.
as a solid backup. So where would you put the Riverses?
I would put him below the ones that we already mentioned. I would put them above the Grants, though. I would put them above the Grants based off of longevity.
Okay.
Would you agree or would you contest that?
This is your rankings, not mine.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one that has potential, but they're not going to make it. Adrian and AJ Griffin.
No, they're not going to make it.
No, they're not. But I'm saying, when AJ comes around, I think we can talk again.
But this is why we're doing this now. And that's why they didn't even make a special list, because these are all the kids have at least played a solid amount of years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we are moving on to, I believe, the Barrys.
Okay.
Rick, John, Brent, and Drew.
All right. This is hard. I don't know. How did Rick Barry have so many kids that played in the NBA?
Rick Barry, 14-year career. NBA champ, ABA champ, 24 points, 7 rebounds, five assists.
He's like a rabbit. The thing is, I remember he had a son named Canyon Barry, and he played for Florida in 2017.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it, but
same thing with his kid Drew, only 3 years, 60 games. But Brent and John Barry, 14 years apiece.
Man, Brent Barry played forever, and he won for the Spurs.
Yep, 14 years, 2-time champ, 9 points.
And Rick's amazing. I mean,
John Barry, 14 years. He only started 36 games, so he's a career bench guy, but 14 years is amazing to stick on, to keep going as a bench guy.
Yes.
Where would you put them?
I would put them above Sabonis and DeMontis and Arvidas. I would still put Joe and Kobe first.
So you would put the Riverses ahead of them?
No. The Riverses
are below.
The Rivers would be below the Barrys. Yes. Yeah.
Bonuses are fourth place right now.
I would say, and it's tough because I keep harping on it, but if you got young Arvidas, it's not a question. He'd be in the late 80s playing and amazing everybody.
Okay. That's now we're going to get we are down to the two picks, two families left.
Okay.
The Currys.
Del Curry and Steph.
Steph and Seth.
You're right. I forgot about Seth Curry. I actually just saw a documentary about Steph Curry on Apple.
Yes, everybody saw that documentary that they're all making of themselves now.
It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good. Del played at Virginia Tech. Then he played mainly for the Charlotte Hornets, but he also played for the Raptors and a couple other teams. Awesome 3-point shooter. Pretty much a marksman. Steph. I don't know what happened to him. And then Seth is a good 3-point shooter.
So we know Steph's numbers. We don't need to go into them. Seth Curry, 9 years, 11 points.
That's the Mavericks, yeah.
Del Curry, 16-year career. 11.5 points.
I'd have to put this above Kobe and Joe Bryant, yeah. I'd have to put this number one so far.
Okay, and the last one, can you think of who the last one might be?
It might be Glenn Robinson, Glenn Robinson the third.
No.
No! Okay.
No. Before I get into that,
uh-huh.
Interesting factoid about greatest, if we did family lineages.
Uh-huh.
Seth Curry is married to Doc Rivers' daughter, Austin's sister.
I didn't know that.
So
also, their
brother-in-law is.
Well, also, Steph's other brother-in-law is Damian Lee.
It's funny. Both Cooper and then Cameron Boozer,
mm-hmm.
both twins.
Really?
Yeah. And the other, obviously, the other one isn't as good, but.
Yeah, we have more twins coming in. We got the Thompsons.
Just,
you know?
It's just funny, like. Mm-hmm. That they both happen to be twins.
As we talked about all this real weird inbreed stuff, I figured out the one you're gonna tell me. Gary Payton and Gary Payton II.
No, you are missing an obvious one.
What is it?
The Thompsons. Michael Thompson and Clay Thompson.
And also
Michael.
And also for
years.
A cup of coffee, Michael had a son named Michael, and he played for a second. Yeah,
but he didn't do much. But right. Michael Thompson Sr., 13 years, almost 14 points, 7.5 boards.
What he was known for is that he played at Minnesota with Kevin McHale, and McHale could not guard him, or he could not score on him. So the Lakers basically got Michael Thompson from the Blazers just to put him on Kevin McHale in the finals. Thompson was a good player. He still calls Laker games. Klay Thompson's amazing. Like, I think he still has the best, the prettiest set shot in I've ever seen in basketball. It is so nicely, like his release is perfect. Like, it's pitch perfect. Great 3-point shooter. The injuries have hampered him, but I don't think that questions his greatness. Talk about
so where would you put them?
I would put them. I would still put them below Joe and Kobe. I would.
And above the Sabonises?
And above the Sabonises, but Dell and Steph are first.
Okay, I will not lie.
I can't believe Gary Payton the second and Gary Payton Sr. didn't make this.
Who would they? They would top
the
Grants. And
Doc and Ross are gone, yeah, for sure.
I did not expect your rankings to come out this way. Yeah, these are your rankings, so I'm not arguing with them. I'm not partaking. I'm just like, this is what you're doing. All right, cool. The point of this is, even if you've had, if you're just in the league, like, well, if Bronny James plays one game, where would he be on the list? Well, no, because if you're just a flash in the pan, the same thing. Well, don't forget, LeBron James Jr. is also not as good, supposedly, as his younger brother, Bryce.
And then there's some good brothers, but the father didn't play, like the balls,
yes. Yeah. Everybody knew, even back in high school. Yeah, Lonzo's good, but LaMelo, who's this freshman in high school, he's the one who's better. And then
I'll tell you one that would have been really interesting, but I don't think their fathers play in the NBA. The Alexander / Walkers. If Shea had a father that played in the NBA, that would be okay. But I mean. Apples and oranges, you know. What about KG Martin and Kenyon Martin?
I don't think they would make this list.
Kenyon Martin had an awesome career.
Kenyon Martin was a beast, but KJ, you know, he's still young, and you forget how young he really is in the. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, I actually just found one. Trace Jackson Davis. His father is Dale Davis. Yeah, that one. That's it.
But yeah, you don't make the list. You're still. You got to be in the NBA in order to make the list. The fact that Jellybean Bryant had an 8-year career, okay, we can mention that. Well, not, oh, you were great, you were in the NBA. Well, your son only made it for a year, and it was just sort of like Scottie Pippen
it's
Jr.
It's hard,
thing.
Like, this is not, again, this is apples and oranges, but Patrick Mahomes' father, I don't think, played in the NFL. Am I right or wrong?
We are in a different sport altogether right now.
We are, but here's my point. In Major League Baseball, Pat Mahomes' dad was just okay, you know, but Patrick Mahomes is the greatest, might wind up being the greatest quarterback in NFL history when it's over. Well, give me an example of somebody in a sport where the father was but the son was like the goat. I'm drawing a blank.
We're getting too far off topic. And if it's the NFL, the Manning family will destroy anything, any list you want to come up with.
Oh, Tom Brady's going to wind up with a kid and destroy all this too.
I mean, Archie Manning, his career was just sort of okay.
Yeah, just like the Saints, just okay.
Well, that era of the Saints, the bags over their heads. You got two kids who both won the Super Bowl, and mm-hmm. arguably the best one of them all was from the kid who didn't make it.
I'm drawing a blank because my NFL knowledge isn't as good as it used to be. But no, NBA, we got it covered. I think we got them all. I think we cornered all of the different fathers.
We got the major ones. Again, there are tons of minor ones that we don't need to get into.
What about Jalen Rose and Jimmy Walker, where they're not friends?
It's still father and son, but
okay.
Mike Bibby was the same thing. His father didn't really want to do anything.
We're soon going to have three generations soon because we got Milt Wagner, then DeJuan, and then DJ.
Yeah, so that's why that was the reason for kind of doing this one. So, all right, well, we will wrap this episode up and thank you for listening. For Andrew Reich, I am Adam Murray. Have a good one.
Take care.